flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, Chef George Chen, China Live, San Francisco, my friend.
Gung, how are you, Leo? Happy New Year.
Gung hei fa choy.
Gung xi fa cai.
Yes. Oh, wait, there we go.
Mandarin, Cantonese. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. For starters, George, before we talk about what's on the menu here for New Year, what does Chinese New Year mean for me? What's the New Year about?
Well,
for the House of Chen?
New beginnings, family, gatherings, you know, it's our Christmas, so it's gift giving. It's time to celebrate spring holiday, as they call it in China, Xinjie. And so there's a lot of good food that goes with Chinese New Year. You know, people feast on New Year's Eve with family.
Yeah.
So we've done some of that here, too.
Now, when it comes to generosity, was I meant to bring you some money today? Was that meant to happen? Was I meant to bring you some money in exchange in a red envelope?
Well, married people are supposed to give unmarried people red envelopes. But you know, at the restaurant, we have a raffle for all the employees, and, you know, there's a couple, few hundred dollars in some of the envelopes.
Yeah.
So they're really looking forward to that.
And George, what are your memories as a kid growing up for Chinese New Year? What did the family do? What were your family traditions?
Well, firecrackers, you know, as a kid, you know, playing with firecrackers in Taiwan, and just having, knowing that good food is coming.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's a holiday. Everybody's off for at least 2 weeks, maybe a month sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's really our big annual celebration. It's a big deal. You know, the Chinese who follow lunar calendar, including the Vietnamese, so forth, really big deal.
Well,
really fun.
We know in San Francisco, it's one of the biggest Chinese New Year parades. A whole week or two of festivities. You're celebrating here all the way through the Chinese New Year parade weekend, which is Saturday the 15th, Sunday the 16th. Big parade Saturday night. But on the menu here, let's talk firstly about the cocktail. And I love this cocktail here because
it's very strong.
I'm going to sip as you talk about it.
Yeah, we call it snake potion because this year is the year of the snake. And
wow,
yeah, it's got baijiu, it's like Maotai in there. So it's got Ming River baijiu, Xinar, and lychee scrub. So it's all made in house, Xinar, and I can't drink too many of those.
No, well, I'm just having one with lunch, George. But it's special. It's marked in red as a special item, and this is just on the menu for the Chinese New Year festivities.
Well, Year of the Snake, 4723 is the year, and it's supposed to be a year that allows new beginning, explore new things. It's also the most beautiful animal concerning Chinese zodiac of all the animals. So lots of good things happening, and we decided to create a new drink and some new dishes.
Yeah. Let's talk through the dishes here. Friends just joined us, Chef George Chen, owner, chef, here at China Live San Francisco. How many years, by the way, China Live? How many years
we
are you celebrating?
We opened in 2017, yeah. And this is my 17th restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're opening Valley Fair come November, so yeah. That's 18.
Save the breaking news for later, George. We're going to tease you and tell you all about it. And by the way, I first met George. I had my 30th birthday at Shanghai, 1930. One of the best nights of my life. First time I smoked a cigar was with you, George Chen. You got me hooked.
Well, once in a while, it's still nice to enjoy it, you know, with friends. Yeah. It, you know, allows me to just share time with friends.
And by the way, that 30th birthday, that was just 5 years ago.
Four, isn't it, Liam? You look great, by the way.
Oh, you're looking good too, my friend. George, let's talk about the items here at China Live. Let's walk around. First, I think we've got to kick off with the crab. It's crab season. Talk us through the crab dish here
right,
at China Live.
So typically, you have a fish. Since the Chinese New Year menu just started, and takes a while to steam, so we decided to do a crab today. This is the salt and pepper. You know, Dungeness crab season just started, like you said. And who doesn't love crab? You know, so seafood is really important because it symbolizes abundance.
Yep.
And so when you have fish or crab, it means you're going to have a good time and a good year.
Well, guess what? I'm going to eat a lot of crab then, George. And I have to ask you this, Dungeness crab. What do you love about it? Why is this crab perfect?
Well, of all the crab in the world, including stone crab and even hairy crab in Shanghai, which is excellent, the Dungeness crab has got the sweetest, most succulent meat. You know, and when you don't overcook it, it literally is my favorite. You know, not only because I'm from here, but I just love it. And there's so many different preparations you can do with Dungeness crab. Here we have a Szechuan pepper salt with a little bit of chili, not too spicy because you want to taste the sweetness of the crab.
Love it. I'm going to dig in a moment. If you want to live a long life, you've got to have your noodles. Talk me through the noodle dish, George.
Right. This noodle dish is on our menu always. It's Shanghai fat noodles, classic in the area of Shanghai. And the noodles have to be nice and long because long noodles represent long life. So you always have this at New Year's and also on your birthday.
Yeah.
You know, so noodles are important, fish, crab. And also here, Niangao is called Chinese New Year cake. So it's like gnocchi almost. And it's wok toss with a little XO sauce, which is bits of scallop and shrimp. And just delicious with the cabbage. Niangao, you can make that sweet as well, you know, and fry it. But finally, and not the least, always start with some dumplings, you know. Mm-hmm. They say families that make dumplings together stay together.
Yeah.
And so we actually, families get together, just like the movie Rich Crazy Rich Asians, make dumplings together. And that binds the family, you know, everybody gets to go there and make their own dumplings and brag about whose is the best.
And it is a bonding experience. Hey, especially when a guy like me is hanging out with my Asian friends and they put me in the kitchen, they go, okay, white boy, let's see how you can make those dumplings.
I'm sure you're pretty good.
But it's about the bonding. It's about the unity, the experience, being together and creating something together.
Absolutely. And it's a tradition that's hundreds, if not thousands, years old. So, and we get to do it here.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, George, obviously a couple of weeks of festivities around the city, the big parade. What do you love most about the Chinese New Year experience here in San Francisco?
Well, you know, it's the largest Chinese Chinatown outside of China. And Chinatown, we're right next to Broadway here in Chinatown. It's 22 city blocks with, you know, maybe 12,000 people, a living community. And when you see, the only time they close is New Year's Day,
that's
by
right.
the way.
I know.
We're open.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a time for people to reflect on the year, look forward to a new year, you know, regardless of things happening in the world. But it's renewal. And you know, hope is eternal. And so it's a promise thing. Yeah. And I love it because I just get excited about, you know, what am I planning on doing this year after we have a big feast, and, you know, make a resolution, just like the West.
Well, I've got a few resolutions. I've got to talk to you, George, before we talk about the new project in the South Bay. Just being here, I got to walk through this building with you when you were barely open and you had this incredible dream, you know, with a bar and an eight tables, you know, Michelin star worthy food, a more casual experience with a whole retail space. I mean, has China Live turned out to be all that you hoped it would be?
Well, it wasn't easy, you know, when we made this very large investment with all this hard work, 25,000 plus square feet on three floors. People thought I was crazy. And it wasn't, you know, and then COVID happened, right? But we survived it all. Yeah. And I think we've become very much part of the Chinese community here.
Yeah.
And even, in fact, the merchants in Chinatown, we do business with at least a dozen of them.
Yeah.
And they call me, you know, they don't call me China Live. They call me Ming Dian by my Chinese. Our name on the store is Ming Dian.
Yeah.
Ming Dian, Lao Ban. Oh, Ming Dian boss is here, you know. and it's really nice to just know that people still have a community. We have a big parade. Just excitement and promise. I mean, San Francisco is such a vibrant city.
Yeah.
And the Chinese history here has been so long. And hopefully it will continue and prosper.
Well, we're going nowhere. You put a stake in the ground because this is home for you. And you're putting another stake in the ground down in the south, South Bay. What can you tell us about the new plans coming to the South Bay later this year?
Yeah, very excited. We'll be we're going to be at Valley Fair in Santa Clara. You know, wonderful, busy shopping center. There's the Italy there and Mastro's and Din Tai Fung. And so we're excited. It's close enough for us to operate and have my people extend their arms and do their extra things. And we're going to morph, actually, to Asia Live, like my first restaurant, Beelnut, to incorporate some Southeast Asian food, maybe even a little Japanese here or there.
Yeah.
China Live belongs in Chinatown.
Yep.
In the future, as we expand, it's going to be Asia Live. So we're super, super excited.
Yeah. Well, George, listen, I wish you peace, love, prosperity, long life, all the good things that you deserve to come your way. And as you say, Happy New Year in your language, in your mother tongue.
恭喜发财,新年好.
Right back at you. I love you, brother.
Thank you, Liam.
Chef George Chen, owner here. China Live, friends, come one, come all. If you want to have an intimate date for two, or come with a family, or bring some friends, come and experience it all. Check out the new items on the China Live menu, especially here for Chinese New Year. But I'm going to round off by saying cheers to George.
Cheers.
With is it the snake cocktail?
Snake potion.
The snake potion. My God, I'm going to be wriggling my way out of here. Here we go. Cheers. Mm. Wow. Friends, more on the China Live story at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Champ. Happy New Year, my friend. Gung Hei Fa Choy.
Perfect.